To the UK, Matthew Paris. Hello.
Hello, hello.
The Shadow Chancellor's made a speech. Should we care?
Well, yes, because she's going to be the Chancellor almost certainly after the present government lose the general election, probably this year. So Rachel Reeves has made it an important occasion. It's called the Mace Lecture, M-A-I-S, and it's an opportunity for chancellors or shadow chancellors to set out their stall. And she's done it, and it's incredibly boring, and it's almost certainly her intention to be boring. So there are no big revolutionary plans that New Labour are going to bring in on the fiscal, on the budget front. She was mildly critical of the last Labour government for leaving ordinary British workers exposed to global forces. And she says what everybody says, that what we need is growth, economic growth. And all her plans are based on economic growth. The trouble is, you know, it's like if you have a big overdraft with a bank, you go to your bank manager and say, don't worry, I'm going to grow my income. The question is how? And she hasn't said how. But it was a good speech in that it didn't frighten the horses in any way. And she coined her new phrase, which is securonomics, to make people feel more secure. Though some people are calling it securonomics instead of securonomics. But how you make people feel secure if we're all getting poorer, which we might be, she hasn't set out.
Is anyone talking about Brexit very quickly? Is any politician daring to put their toe in the water over whether that is part of the economic woes or not?
It is now the subject you do not raise at dinner parties, political or otherwise. If you were pro-Remain, you don't raise it because you just annoy and embarrass the Brexit people. If you're Brexit, you don't raise it because you know it isn't going very well. So it's one of those unmentionables, I'm afraid. It shouldn't be, and it won't be in a few years' time. And she did, Rachel Reeves did say that we'll seek a closer economic relationship with the European Union, but that's as far as it goes.
All right. Meanwhile, for the incumbent government, Rishi Sunak is facing, quote-unquote, another Tory revolt. What's it over this time?
Oh, this is a really sad thing. We have a very good Justice Secretary. He's called Alex Chalk. I went to see him the other day talking about prison sentences. Our prisons are almost literally bursting at the seams. It's reaching the position where we only have in the whole prison system space for another 250 prisoners. That's essentially zero. And so what Alex Chalk is bringing in is legislation to allow for early release of some prisoners in some circumstances. It's force majeure. We can't avoid doing it. But there's 43 right-wing Tory MPs who are raising fears about rapists, you know, rampaging down our street, murderers being let out early and all that kind of thing. And Rishi Sunak looks as though he's running scared. So it's quite possible that this legislation is going to be frozen by a prime minister who increasingly looks enslaved to a minority, but a very ideological, a very zealous minority of the Conservative Party. And it would be a tragedy if this perfectly liberal, perfectly sensible Justice Secretary, absolutely necessary piece of legislation, was not allowed to put it through. It would be pathetic.
Look, it's an extraordinary year around the world for the sheer number of elections. When do you think yours will be?
I think, and the Chancellor quite recently has as good as hinted, well, he did hint that it's going to be in October this year. There were wild rumours, I remember, when I last spoke to you, that there was going to be a May election. And I said I didn't think there would, and I still don't think there will. Turkeys do not vote for Christmas, and the Conservative Party would just go down to a horrible defeat in May. It'll probably go down to a horrible defeat in October, but hell, you know, Tory MPs will carry on drawing their salaries for another 6 months, and you never know, something might turn up.
All right. Do you think that is a realistic date? Do you think would there be any benefit to the incumbents to bringing it forward, or would that be turkeys and early Christmases?
I think it would be turkeys and early Christmases. You would only bring the election forward to this May if you think things are going to get even worse after this May. And actually, it looks as if they're getting a bit better. The economy is beginning to improve. Inflation has just come down much more sharply than people thought. It's 3.5% now. We're at almost full employment. So what the government will hope is that people will calm down, stop hating the Tories, realise that the economy is sort of stabilised and think, better the devil you know. I don't think that's going to happen, but that's the government's hope. And that doesn't tell me an early election.
Just finally, today, Matthew, in your stories for us, we're going to discuss, when I can find the darn thing, the Church of England. What's the concern around a racial justice campaign?
Oh, they're getting into all kinds of hot water, the Church of England. Firstly, they put out a big consultation about the church and slavery, because, of course, the Church of England, like every other huge ancient institution in Britain, has relied on money from slavery. And the consultation has come up with the conclusion that the church should pay £1 billion in reparations, though to whom it isn't entirely clear. And now another consultation, another council has come out and said that the church needs to be more diverse. It needs to do its best to multiply the kinds of people, the groups of people that it reaches. And the church continuously seems to beat itself up and somewhat, I think, forgets that the people it relies on, they tend to be rather elderly. They're either white or they're black evangelicals, and they're the backbone of the church. And trying always to reach out and appeal to be cool for the kids and to be interesting to people who are not interested perhaps overlooks the core of the church's following, the core of its congregations. But there they are, £1 billion now for slavery restitution, another attempt to be more diverse. How they'll do it, I don't know.
There are many institutions dealing with just the same issues, Matthew. In fact, most institutions. Thank you so much, Matthew Paris, our correspondent from the UK.